the eighth king, Graham, was born in 2668. The ninth king, Helm Hammerhand, was born in 2691. At the end of his reign, Rohan suffered great loss by invasion and the long winter. Helm and his sons, Harleth and Harma, perished. Freyalaf, Helm's sister son, became king. The second line. This line began with the tenth king, Freyalaf Hildeson, born 2726. In his time, Saruman came to Isengard, from which the Dunlendings had been driven. The Rohirrim at first profited by his friendship in the days of dearth and weakness that followed. The eleventh king, Britta, born 2752, was called by his people Leofa, for he was loved by all. He was open-handed and a help to all the needy. In his time there was war with the orcs that, driven from the north, sought refuges in the White Mountains. When he died it was thought that they had all been hunted out, but it was not so. The twelfth king, Walda, born 2780, was king only 9 years. He was slain with all his companions when they were trapped by orcs, as they rode by mountain paths from Dunharrow. The 13th king, Falker, 2804, was a great hunter, but he vowed to chase no wild beast while there was an orc left in Rohan. When the last orc hold was found and destroyed, he went to hunt the great boar of Everholt in the Firion wood. He died of the tusk wounds that it gave him. The 14th king was Falkwine, born 2830. When he became king, the Rohirrim had recovered their strength. He reconquered the West March, between Ardorn and Isen, that Dunlendings had occupied. Rohan had received great help from Gondor in the evil days. When, therefore, he heard that the Haradrim were assailing Gondor with great strength, he sent many men to the help of the steward. He wished to lead them himself, but was dissuaded, and his twin sons, Falkred and Fastred, born 2858, went in his stead. They fell side by side in battle in Ithilien. Turin the Second of Gondor sent to Falkwine a rich weirgild of gold. The 15th king, Fengal, was born in 2870. He was the third son and fourth child of Falkwine. He's not remembered with praise. He was greedy of food and of gold, and at strife with his marshals and with his children. Thengal, his third child and only son, left Rohan when he came to manhood, and lived long in Gondor, and won honour in the service of Turgon.